We're learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kufnunam Mebeis. We'll go back to Daf Kufnunam Aleph. There's a sugya which I didn't get in the previous shiur. The Gemara there brings a name of Abshua ben Karcha, who says that you're allowed to say, Adam could tell his friend, Anirish etam anim le'erev. Tanakama says, you're not allowed to ask your friend, are you going to be available tonight if he understands you want to hire him? That's a problem in Masechta Shabbos. Abshua ben Karcha says you are allowed to, because you didn't say it explicitly. And the Gemara explains, since it says v'daber davar, dibur is also here is mutter. And the Gemara asks the kasha, al mehiru lav kidibur dami, is Rabbi Yechonon paskin like Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. So you see, Rabbi Yechonon's hiru lav kidibur dami. But what do you mean? Rabbi Yechonon himself said that yinala bi maharin divitarin ebesa kise ebesa mechetz. So you see that here is kidibur dami. So the Gemara there says that there is v'hoye machanecha kadesh. V'hoye machanecha kadesh tells you in this here. Now she says it doesn't say dover. Dover means dibur. That's a dabir dover. Dibur is also here is mutter. But there it says vayim achanecha kadosh. The makam chanias Yisrael has to be b'kedusha, because Yisrael is maharim v'divir teira tamid. So maris akasha ayidir also says v'loriyav chayev is dover. It says dover. Dover means dibur. So the Gemara says that that's talking about keneged erva by akum arum. That's talking about keneged erva. Keneged erva di yini dibur. Here's mutter keneged erva, but keneged soya there's v'hoyim machanecha kadosh, and that's even here. Ad kan the Gemara. So there's a sugi in brachas source of here kedibur. The Gemara discusses: are you yaitza kriyashma? Are you yaitza brachas with here? There was a machlokes there. Nafchafim the days in brachas of here is kedibur or here lav kedibur. So the Shagis Aryeh and Simon Vav asked a kasha in the Rambam. The Rambam l'gabei brachas. And Ilchas Brachas Perek Aleph Alach Zayin, he says, Kol Brachas Kulan Tzarech Sheshmila Oznei Mashu Aymet, V'mlo Yishmila Oznei Yatsa, Bein Shaitzi B'Sosef, Bein Shebirech B'Libay. So you see, Mefurish in the Rambam, Yaitza a Bracha Behir. So that sounds like you paskin like the Gemara in Brachas at Hiru Kedibur Dami. Mashenkin Lagabi Ilchas Shabbos, the Rambam paskins, Yelana Tal Yechavei Rehenir Shetam in Imel Erev, and the Gemara explains the reason why, it's because here alive Kedibur Dami. So what's the Rambam passing? Is it here a kedibur dami or here a live kedibur dami? Zakti Shagasari. And the Rambam holds, it depends. If it says the word dibur, like by Shabbos it says v'daber davar, and like by Kenega the Erev it says Erev's davar, so there, dibur zasa, here is mutter. Now Shengen by Brachis, that's the sugi in Brachis. The sugi in Brachis is discussing if here is kedibur, meaning when it doesn't say the word dibur. In Svara, it says you should make a bracha. The din, you have to make a bracha, you have to be mispalel. There's a din, to be mevarach, to be mispalel. So mehechatesa has to be with dibur. And that we say, sorry, here you could dibur dami. It doesn't make a difference if you do the bracha al yidei dibur, al yidei here. Now saying if the Torah specifies dibur, so then it has to be dafka dibur, not here. As I talk to Shagasari, he says, Umel, it's very good that the Rambam by Kriyashma. The Rambam says by Krishma, it doesn't say clearly, but the Rambam says it's tzarech l'shmiel l'oznei, v'mlo yishmiel l'oznei yatsa. Here the Rambam doesn't say aisha birich b'li, aisha kara b'li b'y. By brachas, the Rambam says a lashin, v'mlo yishmiel l'oznei yatsa, and he specifies, bein shahaitzi b'sosav, bein shabirich b'li b'y. But by Krishma, he doesn't specify that. By Krishma, he just says, v'mlo yishmiel l'oznei yatsa, he doesn't say. And even if he's kara b'li b'y. So Vila Tainin, that Krishma is different. There are Mepharshim Abayna Menayach that learned to know Krishma also the Rambam's passing the Yetzer Krishma with her. But the Shagasai wants him Mechala, because Krishma it says Ladaber Bom. Oh, it says Dibur. So Krishma say here Lav Kedibur. Masha'in Kain by Tfilah and Birch Samazin and Brachis, it doesn't say Dibur. So they would say here Kedibur. And that's the same Chalak and Agamar where it says Dibur. Then we say here Lav Kedibur. When it doesn't say Dibur, then here has the same din of Dibur. There's a sugya in Brachas which seems to make Krishma and Tefillah exactly the same. The Olam asks Kasha on the Shagas Aryeh. The Kilas Yankov Simon Yud Beis has a Yishuv. Ve'en kamoka maharach over here. The Stipler there says, another Teretz, the Stipler wants to mechalek in Svarim between Shabbos and between the sugya here of Hiru Kedibur Lagabe Shabbos and the sugya of Hiru Kedibur Lagabe Brachas are two separate things. The Gambe Brachas, the question is, what's called an expression? What's called that you're expressing something? You're being Mavarech, you're being Maida, you're being Meshabeach, you're being Kairei. These are all, there's a need for expression. So expression, that's the question, is expression exclusively verbal expression? Is it only dibur bepiv? Or is here included in expression? That's the sugi of hirik dibur when it comes to brachas v'chuli. Now, Shankin, our sugi of hirik dibur is a different thing. Our sugi of hirik dibur is a pshat, is it a malacha? So the way the Steibel puts it, it's not a malacha. If you wouldn't be for the Mesei Chavzcha means it's a lack of shmisa. If you're talking, at least you're doing something, you're moving your lips. If you're not even talking, it's b'chol not a malacha, that's why here life kedibur. That's what the Steibel says. I don't understand fully, because then why did the Gemara shtel it to Torah in the base of Kisei in the base of Merchatz? That's not a word to malacha. That you could say if you want, if you're expressing Torah, and here is called an expression of Torah, so you can't do Neves HaKis and Neves HaMechatz. So I don't understand fully how the Stipler is stimming with Agamara. He says, Dafu l'gabi Shabbos, where it's been din melacha, so merely you need Epes HaMaisa, Mashenken, there's just expressing yourself, but then it wouldn't stim with the Gemara's Tzushtel to Neves HaKis and Neves HaMechatz. I would say, if you want to say a svar l'chalik, you want to go with the Shagas Ayah with the Xeris Akasid, when you need Dibur, when the Torah is Mefarad Dibur, here Lavka Dibur, but the Torah never says Dibur, then you'd never hear a Dibur. If you want to say a svar l'chalik, well, this Kazak, that the pshat's like this, if you want the hero to be Chal, if you want the hero to be a Dibur, that's the Sugya Brachas, and in that the Rambam Baskin's hear a Dibur dummy. Now, Shagin, if Fakert, you don't want the Hirik Adid to be Dibur, but mainly being Mahar. And the question is, Fakert, it's a Chumrah to you for it to be a Dibur. That the Hirik could be a Dibur Bal Karchai, that's the Sugya here. The Stipler, he brings an interesting thing. He brings it from the Sefer Yad Eliyahu, Simon Yud Beis, that someone asked the Kash, if you hold Hirik Adid Dibur, so anytime you're davening Shemayna Esrei and you start thinking about other things, why isn't it a Hefzik? Shemivatel Shemayna Esrei, it's Hefzik. It should be like talking in the middle of davening. We're there, at least according to Kama Peskim, the din is you have to be Chayzer L'Reish. So if you hold Hirik Adibur, so if you think during davening, why isn't that called, then why is it also a problem of Hefzik? So the Steipel is saying, maybe the Pshat is Hefzik's not totally in the din here, Hefzik you need Mamish Dibur, but he says it's a Shailam, because it's a Machlekes Rishenim. If someone's saying Kaina Shukadusha and you're Milosh Ben Esri, should you try to be Yetzir Shemei Kaina? Rashi says you should be Yetzir Shemei Kaina. But Tesis, in Brachas Adaf Chavim Beis, or Chavalchim Beis, Tesis brings a pshat that you can't be Yetzir Shemei Kaina because it's a Hefzik. So the Chari coined to Tesis, even if the added Dibur is a Hefzik, as long as it's a Din, they added Dibur, so if you hold Hirik and Dibur, why wouldn't that be a Hefzik? So the Stipler says, Mamash Kamat Mai Chilik. He says, if the pshat is you want the hero to be like a Dibur, so then you have a shayla of Hirik Adibur. If you don't want the hero to be like a Dibur, then you don't have a shayla of Hirik Adibur. Aye, what about by Shabbos? So he says, Fakir, he says, by Shabbos, even if Hirik would be Asr, it would dafka be in the case where you said, Hanirish Shatamanimi Be'erev. You ask someone if he's available. So the pshat is you want him to understand you're here. You're trying to express yourself with Hirik. So Meladi, you didn't say anything, but you Mahara Ba'ifan that you wanted to express yourself with her. Mashenkin Ahir, that's just a Hir Ba'alma without any desire to express yourself with that Hir, that Lakuli Alma isn't good. As I look this type, and I have the same Kasha on this type when I asked on this first tickle, that Ayvazai Vaita. So why was the Gemara being Medamit to what was the Gemara's Kasha from Hir, Bebesa Kisi, Bebesa Mecha? So you're not trying to express yourself with Hir. Then you're just having a passing thought about Devarim Shavik Dusha, and that's Asr. If you find yourself thinking about Devarim Shavik Dusha, even if you're not trying to express yourself that way, Avada Yimachuyiv to stop. I think you have to say that for Dine Hefzik, there's no such thing. For Dine Hefzik, there's no such thing as Hiri Kedibur. Even if you hold up a Shemei Ka'ina, that would be a Hefzik. Shemei Ka'ina is Mamash called your Dibur. Mashenken Hiri Kedibur. Even if Lagabe being Yaitzu, even Lagabe Yisurim has a din of Dibur, but Lagabe Hefzik, you wouldn't be able to say Hirik Dibur. That's what I would think. And now let's go to the Gemara here, Nafkuf Nun Amid Beis. The Gemara has a whole discussion that Rav Yehuda Mishmuel says, Muta Adam Laim Lechaveirai, Lekrach Pleni Helech Lamacha, Shemesh Burginim Helech. person's allowed to say, I'm going to go to Krach Pliny Lamacha, because he could go Ayde Burganin, he could go, if they were put up huts every 70 Amis, he'd be able to go. And the Gemara also shtel su, if you that svara, you're allowed to say you're going to take something, you're going to transport something from one place to another. Because vaitem yesh mechitzas mevi. You have an eitzah, you have an eif and eter, even if you have mechitzas. It's an interesting svara, because you really have no way of doing it on Shabbos, because you're not allowed to make the burgenim on Shabbos. You're not allowed to make the mechitzas on Shabbos. So vaitem, there's no eif and eter of doing it. If there would be burgenin, then it would be mutter. But now there is no burgenin, it is asr, and there's no way to make burgenin. It's not like you have a way to make a mutter. You're not allowed to make burgenin on Shabbos gufa. You're not allowed to make mechitzas on Shabbos gufa. The Shulchan Aruch Harav and Simon Shin Zayin explains that the pshat is m'seichavscha, something which is intrinsically asr. It's asr be'etzim. But an activity which is not intrinsically asr, it's not asr be'etzim, it was asr because of the circumstance. So those things, even though the circumstance makes it asr, but since it's not asr be'etzim, it's only asr because of the circumstance, that's why it's not called m'seichavscha. As I state in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Chazon Ish in Siman and Tesef Katan Aleph lays to one Knech that even though now it's Aser, but what you're planning on doing tomorrow is not necessarily something which is a Malacha, because could be tomorrow there'll be Burgenin. Even though now it's a Malacha, but you're not planning on doing it now, you're planning on doing tomorrow, you can't discuss doing something which is a Malacha. Even though you're going to do it not on Shabbos, you can't discuss that on Shabbos, but if at the time that you do it, it won't necessarily be a malacha, even though now it would be a malacha, that would also make a mutter. That's how the Chazon Ish legs to a knech to this svar. Now, in this inyan, there appears to be a machlokes rishonim, but it's a big shail in the Paiskim if there really is such a machlokes rishonim or not. Because Taisis, the Rimaskal Avol Machshech, and also early in Afkuf Nunam and Alf, the Rimaskal Malihu Mali Chaverein, says clearly that even to plan on your own, to tell someone or to say, I'm planning on doing this and this malacha tomorrow, is also to say on Shabbos. As I have stated in the Rosh, and that's the Psak Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Shin Zayin Sif Aleph, starts of Vedaber Dover, Shoy Dburcha Shul Shabbos Kibur Shekol, Hilchach Asa Leim Adava Ploini Esa Lamachar. You're not allowed to say, I will do this thing tomorrow. And the Rama also says that in there in Sif Ches. And the Goyis, the Bir Agra, on the Mechaber and Sif Aleph, says, that's what says in Taisus in the Rosh, like we said. He says, V'chei Much B'Gemara. And L'chai, what he means is, Taisus is Raya. Because the Gemara earlier, Nafkuf Nunam and Aleph, asks the Shailom, says, L'yisko on the Pailam is Shabbos, and L'yom L'chaveh L'isko L'Pailam. So Gemara wants to know, Mali Hu Mali Chaveh Rai. So Taisus asks a Kasha, very simple. He is doing the Skiris Pailam on Shabbos. And maybe Le'em L'Chaverim means to tell his friend to do the Skiris Pailam after Shabbos. So it's two different things. You're not allowed to be Seichel Pailam on Shabbos, and you can't tell your friend to be Seichel Pailam even though you're telling him to be Seichel the Pailam after Shabbos. So what's the Kasha Malihu Mali Chaverim? Rashi explains the Kasha that just like he can't do it, his friend also can't do it. So if he tells his friend to do it, it's Livna either. But L'Chaverim, he can't do it means he can't do it on Shabbos. He can't tell his friend on Shabbos to do it after Shabbos. Emphatesis has nothing to do with his friend. He can't say himself that he himself should do it after Shabbos. So you see, L'chaya, from that Ryan, that's L'chaya what the guy means, V'chay Much B'Gemara, that you're not allowed to say, even to yourself, even or to your friend, even about yourself, that you're going to do a malacha after Shabbos. The thing is, the Kamri Shainim don't seem to learn that way. But the Magen Avraham says, in Simen Shin Zayin, Sefkan Yinalf, the Kamri Rishonim seem to hold that it's mutter. First, the Rishonim here, the Ramban and the Rashba, which he had them, the Magen Mishnah was my ticket. He didn't have the actual Chedusha, Ramban and Rashba that we have here, but the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ran, they all say that when it says, when Shmuel was matter to say, Lekach Proini Ani Hailuch Lamachar, Shmuel meant he's asking his friend to come with him. Not Stam he's making plans, because if he's not asking his friend to come with him, Pshita. They want to say that this heter of Burgenin, this heter of, you're allowed to say I'm going somewhere, because of the heter, because if there's Burgenin, you can go, and who would then to bring payers, because if there was mechitzas, you could bring them, is a heter, even if you're telling him to do it with you, even if you're asking him to come along with you. Because if not, then pshita it's mutter. The mashmoyis advarim is that stam to talk yourself, everything's mutter. You're allowed to make plans yourself. That's not called mitzvah. I think Isaac and Echavetzim, you're just saying your plans. If you're planning together with your friend, and you're engaging him in something which is asar and Shabbos, that's mitzvah chavzicha. And even that's mutter because of the heter of burgenin. But the mashmoyis advarim is it's stam to say what you're going to do, pshita they say. Now the Magen Avraham says the Rambam's also mashma that way. Because when the Rambam brings down the din of Mitzvah Chavzicha V'Davidover, he says like this, Yesh Dvarim Shein Asurim B'Shamas Avvi Shein Din Doim L'Malacha V'Einim Mevihim Adei Malacha. There's some things that are, even though they're not a Malacha, they're not similar to a Malacha, and also it's not Pshat if you do it, you might come to a Malacha. Those are two types of Durabanans, things that are similar to a Malacha, or things that if you do that, you might come to a Malacha. But there's a third cloud. Le'man Esrim Shein Shinem Imtashim B'Shamas Shaglecha Seis Kusechu B'Yem Kachi. That is a din. Imtashim Mishamas Shaglecha, right? V'chibadet Emesei Surechem Tzei Chavitzchem V'dam B'dover. Zark the Rambam, L'fichach, Asla Adam L'halach B'chathetzav B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to go with your business on Shabbos. Afil L'dabit B'hen, K'goyin. Shediber Im Shutfai, Ma Yimka L'macha, Ma Yikna Yehech Yivne B'ayizeh, U'be'ezah Skar Yelech L'mah Complaini, Kol Zei Ketzav B'yaseh. Shenem V'dam B'dover, Diber Aseh Hiramutter. He says, discussing with your shutif, what you're going to do is also as for Dabedover. The Mashmoyis says, stop making plans on your own, not with your shutif, even telling people your plans, but not discussing with them, not making up with them, that's not Dabedover. So the Rambam is Mashma, like the Ramban and the Rashba, and we have also the Ritva and the Ran, that any time you're not engaging your friend in this Malacha, then it's B'chol Navadabedover, and it's Mutta B'chol Inyan. And he also brings the Rekach. The Rekach says, that you can't go to somebody and ask him and say, I want to ride tomorrow. Because when you say you want to ride tomorrow, says the Rekach, you mean to say you want to rent it. Because the only way you can ride the horse is by renting it. So that's discussing rental on Shabbos. And the Beis Yosef says that the Pshat is he's telling the person who's renting horses, I want to ride on Shabbos, I want to ride tomorrow. So in other words, he's trying to tell him, make sure to have a horse for me tomorrow. When you say that lashon, you mean to rent the horse. So he says, so the Rekeach is mashma, stam to say that I want to ride tomorrow will be mutter if you're not trying to rent the horse. Because the Rekeach says it's aser because you mean to rent the horse. Why don't you say stam say? Riding a horse is aser. The Taz actually says, you're allowed to say I want to go to a town tomorrow, but you're not allowed to say I want to travel to the town tomorrow. He says like the Yiddish word foreign. When you say in Yiddish gain, you mean go by foot. When you say in Yiddish foreign, you mean to travel by vehicle. So if you say foreign, then you're not allowed to. So same thing if you say lirkaiv, if you say I want to have lekrach pun any heilich lamacher, so that would be mutter. There's a way to do it behetin, yesh burgenin. But if you say lekrach pun any writes a lirkaiv lamacher, I want to ride, riding is aser. So why do Rekach say it's because you're renting it? Typically, stam it's aser. Elamai the Rekeach also holds that you let a stam say your plans of doing a malacha as long as not engaging anyone else in that particular malacha. But the Magen Avraham says maybe the Magen Mishnah means to Asur, and I guess he means the Ramban and the Rashbi. He doesn't explain well, but he says maybe. And the Achreinim after him, the Maamar Mordechai, and the Levush Esrad, and the Prima Gadim, and the Maksa Shekel, they want to learn up in the Rishonim that say a different pshat, when the Rishonim we said the deek of the Rishonim, the Ramban and the Rashi was that they say that al karchach when you talked about going lamacha, you must be talking about boy imi, because if not pshita, so pashasi means to say that if you're not telling your friend boy imi, so stam there's no issue even without the burgenin. They want to say no different pshat them they give the Mayim Rechai the Pimugadim Ashtikel Badechik. Then it's pshita because you didn't read eis the malacha, so it's pshita to be mutter. It's only by chaveri is a chiddush a bergenin, or pshita that you wouldn't have to say lechaveri, or just have to say oimer. They say different pshatim. The Bialacha brings down. He brings down the Magen Avraham that says that there seems to be machlokes rishonim, but the Bialacha says that achronim all want to learn up, but there's no machlokes rishonim. That all the rishonim hold, like the Tesis and the Rush, like the Psak of the Mechaber and the Ramah. That even saying davar pleni es lamacha, the Maamar Mordechai says if not, so why would the Beis Yosef paskin that way? Why would the Shulchan Aruch paskin b'pshita said it's aser? If Taisus and the Rosh holds it's Asr, but the Rambam, the Ramban, the Rajba, the Ran, and the Rekech all hold it's Mutter, so why would they bring such a day in Shulchan Aruch? Elamai, there's no such day in. So you have to know that Achrayim didn't have the Chedusha Ramban that we have. The Chedusha Ramban that we have is Mashmu even a little bit more with the Clarkite. He says that if it's not Tumah L'Chaveray, so Amirasei L'Maila V'Leimayrit, he says. It's mashman, any time you're not talking to your friend and engaging him in a malacha, there's bechlal no issa liba bechlal. That's the mashmais of the Rishonim. And the Rambam also, like you said, the mashmais of the Rambam, says, you know how to tell your shutif. It's mashman, I'm saying it is mutter. And the Rekeach, l'chayda, the yukam are very good, the fact if we have the Rishonim inside. But Ladina, the Paiskim don't have on their way, the Shulchan Aruch and their Ma, Saisim that it's also, and the Bi'ar grow also. And the Magen Avraham is mitzadid that the other Rishonim hold that way too. And the Achrayim also, the Prima Gadim, the Ma'am Melchai, others, are all Mechazik, the Apshad, and that's the Psak in the Mishneh Berurah, that there's no Heter, even if you're just saying it on your own. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara says, on the Mishnah, that you're Machshich, and you could be Machshich, Lishma, Peris, and while you're there, you can bring the Peris to the other. Because since the Machshich is not for something which is us to do on Shabbos, you're allowed to do it, and Memela, you could do a Malacha while you're there. So Gemara is a kasha, what about Avdolah? He didn't make Avdolah? Are you going to say that he did Avdolah b'tfilah? But a mavdol b'tfilah tzorch she'avdol l'kais? That's us, l'adam she'asach ha'feitzev k'adam she'avdol. And if he's mavdol l'kais, who would he get a kais? He's besada. So Gemara says two teretzim. One teretz is ben agita shanu. We're talking about ben agitais. And there is wine in the field. And the other teretz is by Merava Amrin Hachi Amavdu Mekaydish Lachol Vavdin and Tzarchim. We do Malacha after Amavdu Mekaydish Lachol. We don't need Avdala. That's how Kapanim Arev Rishayim learn. There's really three Mahalchim in what's this Amavdu Mekaydish Lachol. Rashi says Lekeir Ba'Almal Lavis of Samelech. And then he says Achachin Mavorcha Mekayz Brocha Gemura Da Avdala. Rashi is Mashma. It's not a bracha gemur at all. You're not saying Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Amavdu Mekadesh Lachol. You're just saying Amavdu Mekadesh Lachol Lekeir Ba'alma. But the Rosh Pesachim says that you say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Amavdu Mekadesh Lachol. You make mamish a bracha, but it's not a bracha alakais. It's just a bracha. You want to do chafetzah before you mamdu alakais, so you make this bracha Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Amavdu Mekadesh Lachol. There's also a shmuz. If Mavdu B'Tfila helps, the Rashi that we have, it says, Kol Shkein the Avdu B'Tfila Mutalas Yitzrocha V'Chayzu Mavdu Alakais. That if you have a hecker by a Mavdu B'Kayish Lachol, Kol Shkein, if you Mavdu B'Tfila, it works. Magen Mishnah brings the Gainim say that. The Gainim say that if you daven the Mavdu B'Tfila, it works. You don't have to be Mavdu Alakais. As they state in the Gayis Maimini. But the Beis Yosef is Medayik from the Rosh. He says, if you want to do your Malacha before you Mavdu Alakais, you could say this Bracha. Vaisis, even if you're mavdal b'tfila, you still have to say this bracha. Because otherwise, you can't do malacha before you're mavdal l'kais. The Rambam's also mashma that way. The Rambam says, Afa b'ishe ivdu b'tfila tzarech l'avdal l'kais, so ma'achashe yavdal v'yayme v'kayish l'chayel mutu las malach afishle yivdal l'kais. He only says afishle yivdal l'kais. He doesn't say afishle yivdal b'tfila. Vaisis, yivdal b'tfila doesn't work. But Rashi's mashma works, and as they bring the Magen Mishnah from the Gainim and the Gayis Maimini, and that's the minig. But there's another shaila. If this bracha is a bracha with Shem and Malchus, the bracha is with Shem and Malchus, or it's just the Kerub Alma Lavis and Malch, the Chayik should be Tali Habaha Abyssal. Thus, Mavur and Beseis, if it's not Mamish Tali Habaha, that if it's a Kerub Alma Lavis and Malch, like Rashi says, the Koshke Mavdu B'Tfili, you have the Heker. But if it's an Ayyid bracha, so it could be a Nina bracha, I see the bracha in Tfila. Balkabana, these are two shittas. Now, the Rif, it's meduyik, that the Rif holds, it's mamash avdol alakais. The Rif would learn, it's not two terutzim. The teretz of the Gemara is bena gita shanu. And then, omle avabla avashim rav, I mean an achim avda kayesh achal avdin sarachin. That means alakais. Kamashman, you don't need the three avdolas. We say, I'm avdol ben kayesh achal, ben alakayeshiv, ben ishal amin, ben yem ishri sheshim ayam aset. No, you don't need all of that. I'm avdol ben kayesh achal is enough, but it has to be alakais. Just like the Gemara's Havman it was, you can't do Malacha till you Mavdal Alakais, the Gemara's Maskana is also that way. You have to Mavdal Alakais, but a Gita Shanu, and you don't have to say the whole Avdala, you could say one Avdala. As I use the Mashma, you said a Rif. So come, there's three Shittas. One Shittas is not a Bracha at all, you just say a Mavdal and Kedesh Lechel, that's Rashi Shittah. One shita, the Rosh shita is, they have to say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Avdom Kodesh L'Chol. It's a bracha. You just don't have to say it alakais. The Rambam's also mavur, they don't have to say it alakais. The Olam says the Rambam is not so clear if it means, if he's just saying Hamavdom Kodesh L'Chol, or he means Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Avdom Kodesh L'Chol. It's not so clear in the Rambam. But they have the third sheet to the Rif, that the bracha that you're saying, Amav the Kodesh Chol, means Alakais. And without a bracha Alakais, you can't do Malacha. Now the Brisker Rav, and the Mechlushim Aron Rizva Levi, Hilcha Shabbos, Perich Haftes, he's Medayik, the Rambam says like this over there, Asa la'adam lechal alishis yayim shakidash emet shi kaddish. You can't drink or eat until you make Kiddush. The chayim mishiyetz ayoyim. Oslo lahaschel lechav ulishtis v'lasis melacha ilitim klumet shiavdol. You can't eat or drink or do melacha or eat anything until you make avdola. The mashmoyis in the Rambam is that the adin asiyas melacha kaidim avdola is not the pshat because of kedusha Shabbos. As I learned, it's because it's still kedusha Shabbos. Like Rashi says, alav is a samelach. But from the Rambam, it's not mashma the way. The Rambam puts together asiyas melacha together the chilu shtiyah. Mashma is this mashma that it's a din of asiyas malacha. See, Bamison, the Brisker Rav says the Gemara says shtikl meduyik that way. The Gemara doesn't say you can't do malacha. The Gemara says aslo adam shiasa chafetz of kaidim shiavdo. You can't do your business. You can't do chafetz of kaidim shiavdo. You have the same lush in the Gemara in Brachas daf yadalad. Aslo adam las chafetz of kaidim shiyasvalo. It's nothing to do with malacha. And the Rambam they also says the same lush. And aslo adam las chafetz of kaidim shiyasvalo. He says, "Also adam shetayim klum ashiyasim malacha at shisnal tefila shachris." It's in Perik Vav Vilchus Tefila. He also calls it malacha. That's not malacha of the Lama Test malachas of Shabbos. That's malacha stam. You can't do any work. So same thing, kaidim avdali. You can't do any work. So ask a fates of the Rambam calls it malacha just like he calls malacha before tefila. Now the Ari Shainim, the Beis Shaisa brings down Rabbeinu Yeruchim that's mechalik between a malacha gemura, like Siva and Ariga, or a malachta malacha, like a dlaka senera, itzah, spzishke malacha. Lighting candles is mutter before you say Baruch Hamavdun Kodesh L'chayil, or itzah is mutter, but you can't do Siva, you can't do Ariga. It's what Rabbeinu Yeruchim holds. And they say, Siva is bothered, mechat hasti mechalti, one malacha and another malacha. So, according to the Rambam, that the site isn't the site of Issa malacha. It's the Issa Chafetz of Kodem Shiavdol. It's the Issa because we don't want you to be busy with anything from Avdola. Sends a Chilut Parshat Umavur, he says. Avada. It means something that's hard to do, not turning on a light or carrying out something. As I shake the Rav Ashtikl Tayr, he says, Rashi holds it's a Kael Olavish Samelach. He's Mazbe Rashi. Bemis, you could say a different shot, but the Briskarov is Mazbe Rashi. I'll be Rashi and Psachim. Rashi and Psachim daf nun. The Gemara says, "Aisim malachim be'arve Shabbos u'mitzvayi Shabbosayis." Ain't the right simin bracha. What is mitzvayi Shabbos? Rashi says, "Shem kveit Shabbos shemesifim mechal al kodesh." That malachim mitzvayi Shabbos you can't do because the kveit Shabbos shemesifim mechal al kodesh. So what do you mean? What's mesifim mechal al kodesh have to do with kveit Shabbos? So he says it doesn't mean regular Taisa Shabbos. I've had the Taisa Shabbos is an isser. They wouldn't just say in the way simin bracha. It means after the Zman. The Pshat is, it means before Avdola. It means the Torah says Klot. The Brach is talking about before Avdola. And Rashi is saying, this is the Yisayid. The Yisayid of Davar is just like Malacha Erve Shabbos. It's not covered Shabbos. Because he's supposed to be getting ready for Shabbos. Who would then Malacha Mitzvah Shabbos is not covered Shabbos? Because he's still Shabbos dick. So Mamela Tzachsayin and covered Shabbos. You say the Avdola, that already makes it a Kerev Ba'alma. So now, it's called be covered Shabbos. It has nothing to do with the Etzim Chi of Avdallah. You could learn a little differently. You could learn, I mean, he's saying from Rashi, covered Shabbos. You could learn it a little differently. The Mishabura brings from the Eil of Shabbos that the Yisayid Adavar is that there's still Kedusha Shabbos. The Kedusha Shabbos stays until you go and you say goodbye to Shabbos. You still have the Kedusha Shabbos. But if you hold it out, it's covered Shabbos. Also, you could be mechalik between how big a malacha you're doing. Maybe not just like malacha arve shavasis. It might make a difference if you're doing a malacha like mamish yitzrochim and that, or you're doing stamma ablakas ne, which you're allowed to do until right before Shabbos. You could also hear a chilek between, even a napshat, between different types of malachas. The Taz speaks about it. But it's a little straight to me, the Brisker Rav is like this. The Brisker Rav says that lefi the rif, it's very musber that even though Ayideh, Mavdab, and Kodesh, Lechol, you could do Malacha. But the pshat is, the reason why he can't do malacha is because it's also to do malacha before you're mekayim mechiv avdala. And I'm having the kais of chol, you're being mekayim mechiv avdala. But the fili vishayinim, it says without a kais. So vaisis is not like the Rambam is saying, because since you weren't mekayim mechiv avdala, they didn't allow you to eat, drink, or do malacha. The fili rashi, it's not a chiv avdala b'chlal. It's not a kair ba'alma. So behechik, you have to give a different pshat than that. The fili rif is good. And then the Rav says, even the pshat, that you make the bracha with Shem and Malchus, but since Al Kaponim, you're not doing the Avdol Al Kais, so you weren't Mekayim Ikechi of Avdolah, so you can't say that the reason why you can't do Malacha is because you can't do Malacha Kaidim Shiavdol. Because since you didn't, weren't Mekayim Ikechi of Avdolah Al Kais, even though you made the bracha with Shem and Malchus, you might do it Mavdol. Elamai, you're going to have to say it's a Nayan Din. The Chazal didn't want you to do malacha before Avdolah, mitzvah Kedusha Shabbos. And in there, they were masak and a bracha, that's good enough. You don't have to make mamash Avdolah, you can make this bracha, that's also good enough. Because if they would have a din, you can't do malacha, mitzvah the chiv of Avdolah, it can't be they'd be masak and epistanaya bracha to make Avdolah just as you do malacha. You weren't makayim the chiv Avdolah, that's state in the Rav. But what bothers me is, how does it work with the Rambam? The Rambam is the one who's medayik. That also la adam la'asl lecha v'lishtes la'as malacha litu klumat shi'avdol. So Vaisis is a din mitzad the chayvus avdolah. But the Rambam says mafurish u'ma'achas shi'avdol v'yayim mekayish lechal mutu la'as malacha avish lo yivdol halakais. So the Rambam mafurish paskins that once you made the bracha ma'avdol halakayish lechal non halakais, whether he means just the ma'avdol halakayish lechal or he means with the shem of malchus. But either way, you could do malacha before you made Avdolah al Kais. The Rav Gufa says, if you hold that way, then you can't say the din of Avdolah, the din of Asal Asas Malacha Kaidim Shi Avdol, Hazal Tzikah Chayvis Avdolah. Because what does it help? You still were Mekayim the Chayvis Avdolah. You can have to say it's a din mitzad Hilcha Shabbos. So I don't understand if he's learning up in the Rif, that it's Muchik, the Rif had to learn it was Avdolah al Kais, if the Rif was learning that it's Asal Chayvis Avdolah, then you wouldn't be able to get away. You wouldn't be able to do malacha before you made a mamash Avdolah al Kais. The Rambam was, he could do malacha without Avdolah al Kais. And he's the one that he has his pshat, he's medayik in the Rambam, that the din of Vasiyas malacha is al-Sachayvus Avdolah. But Tzarechian, how's the Maisa, how is he learning the Rambam? On one hand, he's medayik from the Rambam that the Issa Achila is because of the Chayvus Avdolah, not because, like the Issa of Achila Shtia, not because it's Kedusha Shabbos. But on the other hand, the Rambam holds you don't need Avdolah, you don't need the Baruch Amam L'Kayish L'Chal L'Kayish, and he says the Fizeh, it can't be Mitzad L'Chayvus Avdolah. So I don't understand how the Brisker Rav is learning up the Rambam.